The Washington State Republican Party is accusing Governor Jay Inslee of distorting history when it comes to accepting Syrian refugees. As you may know, Governor Inslee has said we should continue slowly resettling refugees from Syria into the United States and Washington State. And to bolster his case, Inslee has used the example of the Vietnamese refugees who were welcomed here in the 70s by our Republican governor at the time, Dan Evans. Well, that drew an objection in the form of an open letter to Inslee from State Republican Party Chair Susan Hutchison.
I think we're all offended that he drew the conclusion that he and Governor Dan Evans are similar in the way that they're handling refugees. I made the point that our Vietnamese refugees had fought alongside us for 10 years, and they had fled for their lives from Vietnam when the communists moved in and we moved out. You know, not one of them has ever posed a security threat to the United States.
Well, there were concerns that the Vietnamese refugees would take our jobs, that they wouldn't be a cultural fit. But some people did warn that there might be communist infiltrators among them, right?
You know, I'm not aware of that. But, you know, the fact is that most of the Syrian refugees or any refugees from around the world have good intentions, and they want to come to America and start a new life. We acknowledge that wholeheartedly. It is not the majority that we're concerned about. And so we've asked at the national level for a pause in the process. And I think that's a very reasonable, rational thing to do at a time when Americans are so alarmed about the possibility of the same thing that happened in Paris happening in America.
You've asked for a pause in resettling refugees at the national level, which is where that decision-making happens. What do you want Governor Inslee to do?
Well, I don't think Governor Inslee needs to lecture any of us about our American values. He's showboating and using an issue that he thinks is going to get traction, but he's really on the wrong side of this issue. And it's just time that we call him out on it.
You mentioned Washington State's former Governor Dan Evans, who in the 70s brought Vietnamese refugees here. Dan Evans has said that we should be careful in how we resettle refugees, that there is a threat from potential terrorists. But he also says he does not stand with the governors who say keep the refugees out. Governor Evans has said he doesn't agree with that.
Well, you know, I haven't talked extensively on this subject with Dan Evans, but I have read everything that you've read about what he said. And as I said, Dan Evans is a friend of mine, and Jay Inslee, you are no Dan Evans. And I think Dan made it very, very clear that under the circumstances with the threat of terrorism in our midst, that we have to go by this very carefully. And I agree with Dan Evans, and I think most Republicans do.
You said in your open letter to Jay Inslee, you said, why would a caring leader show contempt for his citizens instead of caution? Who is Jay Inslee showing contempt for?
Well, it's beyond my comprehension that at a time when Americans are startled, saddened, grieving, and alarmed by what's happened in Paris, both the president and Jay Inslee would kick us in the gut and say, instead of, we're going to do everything we can to protect our country and our state from any terrorist attack, instead of reassuring the public and then being cautious, they instead immediately said, we're going to double the number of refugees from Syria that we're bringing into this country. It makes no sense. And so for him to lecture the citizens of this state to stand up straight, I think, is one of his terms. And this is a testing moment for all of us about our American values. No, it's not. We still have our American values. We just think we need to be cautious about the Syrian refugees, given that the attacks in Paris were carried out, in the attacker's words, for Syria.
That's Washington State Republican Party Chair Susan Hutchison discussing refugee resettlement and talking about the former governor of Washington, Republican Dan Evans, who is here with us now. Governor, people are very interested in your opinion here. If you were still governor, what would you be saying about resettling Syrian refugees?
Well, I think that it's it's very difficult to compare history with today's circumstances, and I think they're quite different. We're quite different in the Vietnamese resettlement from today. And there are a lot more concern about security now than there was then. And I think that we've got to react a little differently than we did then.
How should we react differently given those concerns?
More carefully. I think that it's important to provide opportunity and a welcome to those who are truly fleeing violence in their own country, just as we did in Vietnam. But there is a significantly higher concern about security, and I think we ought to make sure, as surely as we can be, that those refugees who do come do not contain among them those few, and it only takes a few, who could be a very serious security threat to the United States. Very different than during the Vietnam days.
As you know, the United States does have a careful screening process before these Syrian refugees could be resettled here. What are you saying we should do differently, and do you think we ought to just keep Syrian refugees out altogether?
No, we shouldn't keep them out altogether, but I'm not at all sure from what I know that the so-called very careful vetting is just that. Many of the refugees that are fleeing don't have very much in the way of identification or background, and you can't, if there isn't any background material to check, you can't do much of a security check. I am not involved in government today and don't pretend to know all of the details. All I'm saying is be careful, and that's about all anyone can say.
Talking with former Washington Governor Dan Evans, what's your assessment of how our current governor, Jay Inslee, is handling this situation? He's made the rounds, New York Times, NPR, really fiercely talking about our American values and using you as an example.
Well, I wish he wouldn't use me as an example, because I think the circumstances today are very different than they were in the mid-1970s when the Vietnam refugees came. The very first ones who came were those who had worked with the United States Armed Forces in Vietnam. They were fearful of their lives in Vietnam if they remained, or feared imprisonment if they remained. And at that time, there was no big concern about terrorism as there is today nationally. It just I never heard a word at that time about potential terrorism of those who were fleeing Vietnam.
My final question for you, Governor. What do you think of this larger conversation we're having in Washington State and nationally about who has American values and whether this is a testing moment for American values? Because we heard Susan Hutchinson express that you sound offended by the way that the Governor Inslee is handling that question. What do you think we should think about our situation today?
Well, I think we should be welcoming but careful. And I think that's both of them are important concerns. We don't change our values, but how we protect them depends quite importantly on what's going on in the world.
You've been listening to former Washington State Governor, Republican Dan Evans, talking about the lessons of history, his experience with resettling Vietnamese refugees in Washington State, and how you ought to think about the question of resettling refugees from Syria. Before that, we heard the chair of the state Republican Party, Susan Hutchinson. Let's welcome Democratic United States Congressman Jim McDermott of Seattle. Congressman, welcome.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. What is your position on Syrian refugee resettlement?
Well, in times like these, it's important for people who are in authority to be thoughtful and careful about how they respond. Clearly, people are afraid, and one has to take into account people's fear. But that doesn't mean that at that point you stop being rational and stop dealing with the issues that are presented by these people coming to our country. Syrian refugees do not come directly into the United States. Anybody who says that is simply stirring up fear and anxiety. It does not happen. They come first to the United Nations, where they go through the United Nations Commission on Refugees. The High Commissioner on Refugees sees them first and vets them. Then they are vetted by the Homeland Security Department and the other security agencies in the United States of America. I took care of a woman here in Seattle, personally, who had been someone who was working with the military, and she was doing such a good job as a translator for her troops that she was saving, because she could tell them what was going on in the street, that she was targeted by the Taliban. They said they were going to kill her and her brother. She had to go underground. It took her 9 months with me and the military officers who were working with her to finally get her to the United States. It was not snap your fingers and you're in Washington State or in the United States at all. So I know personally how well the system is created, and I appreciate Governor Evans being honest in that he says, you know, I'm not up to date in what's going on. It's true. You can never give people perfect protection. You can't say to people there will never be an event, because that's just not true. And I think that the president has done a good job in it. This is all related to the election of president. It is to make it appear that President Obama is not looking after the best interests of the American people. And that's simply not true.
Are you saying you are satisfied that the screening process, though nothing's perfect, is thorough enough you would make no changes to it?
Well, I think one can always think about what other changes you can make to a system. But this so-called pause, Ms. Hutchinson is really quoting the talking points from the Republican Party. We heard those on the floor about 1,000 times. The fact is that this pause would make it so difficult, no one would ever be able to get into the United States, because you'd have to have everybody personally sign off on everything. And that's simply, that's really duplicitous to say that you're not trying to stop them to come in. You just want to make them more sure. Well, I believe that there's plenty of reason to say that we already have a system that's functioning well. There's been no cases in the United States. So on that basis alone, you could say, well, it's already working. And beyond that, I pointed out to somebody, the other 2014, all you heard about for weeks and weeks and weeks was Ebola. And the president isn't protecting us enough. We should keep everyone out of every African country that has ever had Ebola. We haven't had any cases of Ebola in the United States. That was all political rhetoric produced simply for the purposes of the election.
We're talking with Congressman Jim McDermott, a Democrat of Seattle. Beyond the question of safety and fear, and some of our fears, yes, get inflated, is this question of the debate we're having right now about American values. Who has and is upholding American values? What do you have to say to someone who says, hey, I'm an American too, but I'm still scared. Let's be even overly cautious first before we light the torch and welcome people from Syria.
I can understand fear. I was in the Capitol on 9/11 when the police ran through the halls yelling, run for your lives. And we looked at each other and said, where to? What are we running from? In moments of panic, what is required by leadership is to give reasonable, thoughtful responses to what's happened. Declaring war on terrorism, as George Bush did, has led us into a 14-year quagmire. And this gives us another opportunity to go into that kind of craziness, because what is being said in the Congress is being spread all over the Muslim world. This is a war by the West on Islam. So you must be recruited and become a jihadist. It's a great recruiting tool for members of the Arab community that are Muslim. They are going to be told that they should come and defend Islam against the West because the United States and France have declared war on them. And what we're setting off is a much bigger thing. We have to sit down at the table and negotiate a settlement in the Middle East. It's not going to be done with war. And the people who are being driven out, the three are, I've been to Turkey, and I've been to the refugee camps, and there's a million refugees or more in Turkey, and there are more in Jordan. They're all over the place. And for us to blanket say we want to wait until we know, there is already a process through which they are put.
Democratic Congressman.
Go to those refugee camps and then come to the United States.
Congressman Jim McDermott of Seattle, thank you very much for joining us on KUOW.
You're welcome.
Talking live there about fear and safety in Syrian refugees. Before that, you heard the former state governor, Republican Dan Evans, and the chair of the state Republican Party, Susan Hutchison.